This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us there and bring up anything that you want. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Heather.
And Chris.
To the phones. To the phone. Let's talk to Greg. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Hey, Greg.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to respond to the previous caller.
Okay.
First of all, I want to give you guys kudos, everybody, for, you know, letting people on and saying their views. I personally believe in engaging with people as long as they remain reasonable. And I just wanted to sort of address a lot of the stuff he was saying.
Sure, go for it. You're talking about, for our listeners just tuning in, you're talking about a guy who we lovingly refer to as Scott the Bigot, who has been calling this show. Actually, he took a 5-year break from calling, and now he's calling back regularly. And I'm actually kind of glad to have him back, because it does give us a chance to talk about some crazy ideas and, you know, and rebut his obvious bigotry and racism
towards Jews
on the air. Well, he's also bigoted against other folks, but mostly Jewish people. That does tend to be his main target. He doesn't tend to like anyone besides white Christian males. Like, he doesn't really like women very much. He likes his mom, but he doesn't really like women very much. But he doesn't like black people either. If they look different than him, he probably doesn't like them. But anyway, go ahead, Greg, with your response to Scott the Bigot.
Right. So I don't know, you know, if he's being serious, but I'm going to assume he is. So look, I mean,
I think he's real.
So if he's real, I mean, Scott, if you're listening, and also if you have similar views, look, I understand that a lot of people take that very seriously. They look at facts, and then they come up with a theory of how to blame a certain group of people. And if the group is like a small group, say 14 million out of the whole world population, then you could also kind of do it with impunity. And you could say, okay, let's get these people. And in the past, that's what happened. People had pogroms on the Jews in Russia, where he says the Jews killed Nikolai Tsar. The Jews were persecuted under the Russian Empire and under the Tsar for hundreds of years, and they literally were killed. And people blamed them for a lot of things. I mean, people blamed Jews for poisoning the wells during the Black Plague, and they said that the Jews did it.
Right.
So look, today you can make the same argument about white Christian males. I mean, I'm just going to do this not because every white male is this way, but just to show you the logic. Look, Christopher Columbus murdered the people on Hispaniola. Every island, all these conquistadors, right? The white man, right? They went and they took the indigenous people, and now the indigenous people are no longer there. They took their land. So if he's concerned about Israel, let's say, well, how much more people were exterminated either by disease, which the white man brought, or by the guns or whatever. There's a book, Guns, Germs, and Steel, that talks about how the Europeans went out and they were able to be more successful militarily, and explains why. So does that mean that we should round up all white people or wait until other people are the majority, let's say, in the country or whatever? Are we supposed to now blame all white male people for, you know, and say the white man is a cancer on this planet because other people were just peacefully fishing until the white man came by?
Well, if I can hop in here, yeah, that's exactly what's kind of going on right now.
There's some people that think like that.
Yeah, and I see it all the time. It was interesting. I went downtown for lunch with an old friend from high school who popped into town today.
Downtown Keene, okay.
Yeah, downtown Keene, New Hampshire. And as I'm walking in, this girl's young girl, she looked like she was maybe 19, 20 years old. Cute, bubbly, full of life, big smile on her face, said, I was just wondering, hi, how are you? Would you be interested in signing this petition against hate speech? This was, they were downtown today, at least this girl was. And I said, you know, we're kind of on our way to lunch and see ya. But I really wanted to say, it really sounds like what you're trying to do is tell me what it's what is okay for me to say, what's okay for me to have opinions about. And if they're not in line with what you think, then that's bad. So I don't disagree with you at all.
It would depend on what the petition wanted, right? Like if the petition was trying to ban hate speech, then that would be wrong.
Sure.
But if the petition was just like, we're against this, well, then that's not that objective.
Right.
Well,
I mean, or somebody like said one thing in particular. They wanted to ban hate speech in a private entity, then, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get that far because I was making assumptions about where it was going.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing if you were to have, like, you know, rules of your house or something. Like, you know,
we have people
of, like, all colors and stuff. Don't say anything bad about anybody or you're not welcome here. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
I have a no shooting heroin in my house rule.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that
so
anybody's ever tried,
that,
but
you know,
I don't think I want to support that.
In public places, I don't think it's, you know.
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, so look, if you hear something like that, you're like, look, it kind of matches the facts, you know. You could do the same thing about anything. You could take Christianity and say, look, George W. Bush thought that it was crusade that he was going on. He kind of...
Hello? Uh-oh. I think we might be losing some packets here,
yeah.
But I'm going to guess that the point he was going to make there was that George W. Bush, being a Christian, was going on a crusade. Does that mean that all Christians should be punished for the war crimes that George W. Bush committed?
Sure.
And of course not. People are individuals.
Right, exactly.
And
just,
he's back.
You know,
okay,
but I just want to say that a lot of countries involved in World War One and World War Two were Christian countries. Does that mean in the 20th century that Christianity was the more dangerous religion? The Nazis were killing the Jews. Does that mean that the Christians are bloodthirsty maniacs? I mean, you know, so you
some
can,
of them
you
are.
Can apply this.
I think you have successfully debunked Scott the Bigot.
Yeah, nice job, Greg. Thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah, I do appreciate it. And if there were one group of people I would put together that probably wreaked more havoc on us in the last, you know, century, I look at socialists.
Mm-hmm.
I look at socialism, and as a system, it has caused more death and destruction on this planet than anything else. You could put government up above that, and have an even bigger number.
For sure. Let's talk to Patrick in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, guys. You touched on a real cool subject, and I did some thinking about why Trump would want to put solar panels up on the wall. Okay.
Right.
You think about, I mean, I live out in an area where when the solar industry hit, all these companies came out from overseas like China and everything. And we got some huge solar plants out here in the western area, and they're pretty much owned by foreign entities, which mm-hmm. is not really American. But the fact is, the big question is everybody said, is who's going to pay for the wall? Now, if he's thinking what I was trying to think this through a little bit, if he, with all the states that he has to go through and all the regulations, power lines going through native lands, you know, all the things he has to go through, that if he got a foreign company to come in and they were using them as just regenerating electricity and selling off the excess, that he would be able to probably get investors from other countries to come in and do it. I mean, it's not very American.
Yeah, take some American jobs. I'm going to lobby for a Mexican company.
Yeah, why not? I mean, but the thing is what would tick off the Spanish or the Mexicans more on the border if the Chinese came in?
I don't know why the whole wall thing's even like an issue. At
why
this
is
point.
This a thing?
You know what I mean? Like, well, like there hasn't been a wall for how long? Like, there's like we're not being overrun by Mexicans right now.
There's a lot of feds out there.
I mean,
it doesn't do any good.
There's an actual wall out there if you do go out there, but the problem they were having so much was, first of all, maintaining it and who's going to do what, and then going through tribal land was a big issue. And I mean, mm-hmm. it's always been a controversy out here in the Southwest, but it when I was thinking about what he was saying and thinking about all the laws with the EPAs, the Democrats, the different things that, I mean, in a business sense? Because the man is a businessman. He's not a politician, although we...
Well, he's a politician now, and that's the trick that politicians will play on you. Hang on a second, Patrick. The trick is that they claim that they have all this business experience and that's somehow going to help them in government, but it never does because government's incentives are reversed.
Golden Retriever Sundance is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy.
Tons of energy.
Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog.
Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Just feed your dog right. Do the DinoVite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite for life.
DinoVite.com.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest-growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars would activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Five 450-3733 and Skype on in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You go to Bitcoin.com, you'll learn the basics about Bitcoin. Or if you're not so brand new, maybe you're old school, You can go to news.bitcoin.com and get the latest news about the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency universe. Head over to bitcoin.com. You'll also find games that you can play with your Bitcoin, plus the forum. It's uncensored. You can easily discuss Bitcoin with other cryptocurrency fans over at bitcoin.com. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Heather, and Chris in the studio. Let's go back to Patrick in Bullhead City. So, Patrick, you were trying to kind of tell us what you think the, I don't know, Trump's motivation was for this wall proposal where he wants to put solar panels up, and I don't know if you quite got your whole point out. Could you try that again? Patrick, Bullhead City? Did we lose Patrick?
Aww,
Patrick going once. Patrick going twice. Patrick's gone. All right. Well, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. So we were talking. So he was talking about this wall, this idea to put solar panels up on the wall, and it just kind of led to a larger conversation about the wall in general as an issue, and you know, is it actually going to stop people from coming here? I would say no, it's not going to stop people from coming in here, because as long as there's more freedom here than there is where they're coming from, they're probably going to come here. If you want people to stop coming into the United States, all you have to do is make it a complete totalitarian dictatorship police state hellhole, like, you know, Venezuela or something like that.
Yeah, take your pick.
You know, and then people won't want to come here, because nobody in their right mind would want to actually go and live in Venezuela right now.
True. And you would expect to see that immigration to the U.S. will gradually decline over the next decade or so, just because we're less appealing, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
The draw just isn't there as like it was 10, 20, 30 years ago.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We started out the show tonight, Chris. You mentioned basically a headline. We didn't really get much detail on it. Which was about this, or post this shooting in D.C., where some dude who was a Bernie fan shot up a congressional baseball game and ended up shooting a congressperson. Yep. And a couple of Capitol Police and maybe somebody else. But now certain people in Congress have put forward a bill to legalize the carrying of a weapon for congressmen.
See? And for those of you that don't understand how carrying a sidearm, a pistol, a revolver, something like that works. Mm-hmm. If you want to conceal it, in most states,
You need a permit.
So the permit is good in that state.
And in some states, you need it to open carry as well, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to carry in a different state, either your state has to have what they call reciprocity with that state. So, for example, I have a New Hampshire permit. I can go to Pennsylvania, and my permit is just as good as it is in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
But what gun rights activists like myself have been asking for years has been, let's do nationwide reciprocity. Let's grant this ability to carry a gun so you don't have to worry about crossing borders and getting busted, because sometimes it's really serious. You get caught in New York, you're probably going to do jail time.
Mm-hmm.
So
same with Mass.
So yeah, and here we go. Massachusetts. If you have just a round in your car, you can go to jail.
That's a felony, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not gonna.
I feel like it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Congress comes up with this idea. One lawmaker comes up with the idea and says, "Yeah, let's do that, but let's only have it for congressmen." And to recap where we were at, Congress is considering new legislation that would permit lawmakers to carry a concealed firearm wherever they perform official duties across the United States, according to a copy of the new bill that marks an unprecedented effort to help lawmakers confront a growing threat to their safety. Representative Brian Babin, Republican of Texas, introduced the legislation on Tuesday, about a week after a radicalized shooter opposed to President Donald Trump and Republicans shot
unradical shooters.
That's a good point. Shot Republican Steve Scalise, Republican from Louisiana, a congressional staffer, a lobbyist, and two Capitol Police officers.
It would have been a little bit better of a story had this come from a Democrat. You know, the proposal to allow them to
carry
guns.
That would have been the ultimate irony.
Yeah.
The legislation would enable certified members of Congress to carry a concealed weapon in nearly every conceivable scenario, according to information released by Babin's office. The legislation would supersede any other state or federal concealed carry laws, meaning that lawmakers would still enjoy the privilege even if secondary laws state otherwise. This is particularly significant as
federal lawmakers, right? Yes. Not state.
Correct.
Okay.
No, it would supersede state laws.
But meaning that it still only applies to federal Congress. It doesn't apply to the state.
Correct.
People.
That's correct.
I don't care about the states.
Sure. Exactly. This is particularly significant as the District of Columbia has notoriously strict gun laws that have complicated similar efforts in the past. So here you have this thing that virtually every gun rights activist and organization has been asking for years. Somebody finally gets it formed into proposed legislation, but it only applies to them.
Well, and isn't
like
it,
many things.
You know, it's certainly worth pointing out here that not only is this what people who believe in the right to bear arms want, is the ability to bear their arms in any place they go within the United States or the world for that matter, but it does acknowledge that ultimately the reason why people need guns to protect themselves is because they are under threat, because there is the possibility of some crazy person out there either targeting them specifically or targeting them randomly, but you have to be able to defend yourself against that person, and that means you have to be able to escalate the level of force to the level necessary to stop the attack from happening and rebuff that the attacker. This is a tacit admission of, hey, you need to be able to take care of yourself. They're admitting that they, the Congress people, need to be able to take care of themselves because not even having bodyguards around and police around is sufficient. It's not handling the threat.
Right, and they had officers right there with them.
That's right.
And you don't even have to just be like a politician or something like that. Like random people. Christina Grimmie, she was a beautiful singer, a beautiful girl on The Voice. She got shot at her concert. Outside her concert in Orlando by some crazed guy.
Right.
And I mean, this girl, if you watch her video, she is like the kindest, sweetest, like bubbliest personality. And it, like, and when she sings, I swear, it's like angelic. And it like breaks my heart because I'm like, why would somebody want to just end her life? Like,
but was it an attack targeting her?
Yeah,
or was it just,
like,
okay,
the guy
it was.
Showed up at her concert to shoot and kill her. Like, jeez, just lost his marbles. Like, well, I don't get it.
That's nuts. But you have other situations where, you know, say it's a drug-related, you know, drive-by shooting where innocent people get shot.
Right.
Now, I would argue the violence there is caused by our drug policy.
Certainly.
But it's one of those cases of somebody else has a gun, and your only chance of surviving, your only ability to save your own life would mean you have to have one too. And it's just ridiculous. To deny people the ability to protect themselves, protect their lives, is basically saying that you own them and no one owns themselves. And that's wrong.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I will be morphing into Mark Edge here in moments so I can enjoy the rest of my half of my one night a week off. So more Free Talk Live coming up with Mark and Chris and Heather. It's Free Talk Live.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American
continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Yeah, that's right. I have more Intermark from Ian. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733 this live Thursday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Just to get everybody clear what's going on here. So Daryl normally heads up the Thursday show.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So I should be heading up the show since Daryl sort of took over for me years ago in this this position. However, I had a private jiu-jitsu lesson this evening that I had planned in advance before we sort of realized, oh, Daryl's not going to be here. So Ian sat in for me, and now he wants his half a night off, which is completely fair.
And you spent the last how long getting the heck kicked out of you?
Well, yeah, like I went in there at 5 o'clock, and I've had, you know, people between the sizes of 185 to 250 pounds.
Where do you teach it?
Tossing. I don't teach it.
you take it?
I'm a white belt, yeah, so I take the class. But
and you take it.
Yeah, well, I'm their favorite kind, right? Like, I'm strong,
right?
But I'm not particularly skilled.
Oh, exactly.
So it's a lot of fun to... You can do what you want with somebody like that.
Let's go beat up the big guy.
Yeah, but, I used to do jiu-jitsu, I used to roll twice a week with my pastor.
There you go. See, so they're a little nicer with the ladies.
Right. Is that a joke?
No, I swear to God, he was a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Right.
And a bunch of us used to roll for an hour before Wednesday night Bible study, and then on Saturdays at the Bridgewater, was it Bishop's Training Center?
Interesting.
Yeah, you take this. So it doesn't take more than a couple of classes before you're not thinking of ladies as ladies anymore. You know, it's just
not even there.
Yeah.
Oh no, man! I caught people in a mean armbar. Like,
right.
I think it was so funny. Like, guys would they would roll with me, and they'd assume because I'm a woman and it was my first class or whatever, when I started going to the gym, because he had like a little gym set up in his house too where I trained before I actually went to the gym. So when I started being a part of the class and I was the new one, I'd roll. People would instantly be like, oh, like, you know, caught off guard, you know.
Smaller people could jump around a little more quickly and, you know, grab your arms.
I'm also, like, built solid. Like, I deadlifted my personal record the other day. It was 250 pounds. So.
That's a good deadlift.
Yeah. Wow, no kidding.
So. Anyway, I'm a little lost on where we are as far as show prep here. What's going on, Chris?
We talked a little bit about Congress passing what, if it would have been passed in a different way, would have been the quintessential concealed carry law of all time,
mm-hmm.
allowing anyone to carry guns across state lines and concealed carry anywhere in the country. Unfortunately, it only applies to members of Congress.
Of course it does. It's like their health care plan, too.
Yeah, they get out of Obamacare.
I saw this article, and I was completely unsurprised, but you're absolutely right. I think that, for me, when states are supposed to have reciprocity as far as contracts go,
right.
And when you get a concealed carry permit from New Hampshire or Arizona or wherever it is that you might have gotten one, and that permit should across all state lines. There shouldn't be a particular problem
right.
as far as these things go, as my understanding of the Constitution. Now, there was a time prior to the Civil War when the Constitution really only affected the federal government, and I'm not 100% sure. They didn't have concealed carry permits at that time anyway.
Right. Who cared?
It's really sort of confusing. Why should it be so difficult for somebody who's gone through whatever the process is in their state?
Some level of background check no matter where you're at.
Right.
Minimally.
Do you
agree with that?
No, I don't think there should be a permitting process for carrying the ability to defend myself against threat to life.
No, I'm saying, like, okay, so obviously, like, we've all seen people that have, like, short wick tempers, right?
Yep.
Like, I saw a video the other day on YouTube, and it was this guy that, like, got out of his car, walked up to the window, and there was, like, this guy and his girlfriend sitting inside another car. It's a clear case of road rage, right? So the couple's sitting in the car with the windows rolled up, not saying anything. This guy is sitting outside the window, like, screaming, foaming at the mouth, like, get out, I'm going to F you up, I'm going to do this.
I saw that video.
And it was crazy, and I'm looking at the way this guy is behaving, thinking, like, you know, what if he could, like, just walk into a store and have a gun? Like, but if you had a video like that, where you can clearly see somebody displaying that kind of a behavior, do you guys think he should still be allowed to walk into a store and purchase a firearm?
Well, I think that humans... So have you ever been that angry?
I don't think so.
I can tell you I have. I've been angry,
right.
Like just foaming at the mouth, angry. Now, I'm not saying that I would have made the decision to shoot. At that point, when I got that angry, I didn't do anything. I just yelled and screamed.
Right.
But, people have... All different people have all different personalities, and like sort of one incident that gets caught on film, I don't think defines that person for life. However, I guess what my opinion is, as long as the Second Amendment says shall not be infringed, it shouldn't be infringed. I may be for some kind of change to the Second Amendment to say, hey, you know, crazy people and convicted felons or whatever the terminology is that they come up with. It's just that I don't like the way it's written, and they don't follow it. If we're going to have rules, we should have rules. And the referees don't follow the rules here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make new rules up.
Right.
They say, shall not be infringed doesn't mean shall not be infringed. It means you can infringe it when it's important.
Right.
It's
when I like to infringe it and how I like to infringe it. The real issue to me is, does it do any good? So you can go back, and I read an article some time ago. I'm trying to pull it up now, but the statement is more than 80% of guns used in mass shootings were obtained legally. So here we don't just have like an angry guy in a case of road rage. You have somebody who's going into a movie theater in Aurora with multiple weapons and hundreds of rounds of ammunition and shooting 70 plus people. He was able to purchase a gun legally. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to advocate and say, well, we just need to do more checks until we can figure out one that would catch that kind of guy. No, you're not going to do that. The only thing you're going to do is slow up the process for people, say women who have been threatened.
Like categorized behaviors or warning signs.
No, I don't think we as humans are able to analyze accurately the potential actions, the pre-crime of every possible person who ever intends to purchase a weapon. And the last thing I want is some woman who feels threatened by her boyfriend who does have a, like, razor-sharp temper, and she just knows that this guy is capable of it. She goes to buy a gun, and they say, no problem. That'll be a five-day wait.
Let me ask you this. As far as this guy jumping up and down outside of a car window, not that I think it's a good idea to discharge a firearm inside of a car, but let me ask you this. Would you consider that threatening behavior? Would it be appropriate to draw on that person? Because if you're asking, should he be able to get a gun, you're also asking, should the person in the car be able to get the gun?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, to some extent. Because currently, it's just difficult to get these things.
Right.
We've got an article here about how very few crimes the concealed carry permit holders commit. They just don't commit very many crimes.
Right.
But if it was a little easier, presumably more people would have them, and the person in the car would have one. Do you think that, like, this is the thing, is what is threatening behavior? When I saw that
video,
he was
punching the car door, like, banging on it, saying, I'm going to effing kill you.
Yeah. I didn't see this particular video. I was thinking, maybe I saw a still of it or something like that, and the guy was just sort of hollering outside the window.
Right.
And I don't know, should you be able to jump up and down and holler? I think maybe you should.
Yeah. Well, you stopped in the middle of the street, too. Like,
that's bad.
Yeah,
if you come out at a street corner to yell at somebody outside their window, that's bad
news.
Well,
his car was in front of him, so then he got out, and, like, no cars could get by him. Then all of a sudden, like, a couple other people, like, showed up and were like, holding him back or something, and he was, like, trying to rip out of their arms. It was crazy. Like,
wow.
This guy was going nuts.
To answer your question directly, as kind of a gun guy, I would probably, if I were in the car, I would probably have my gun at the ready, just in case something went wrong.
You wouldn't display it?
No.
Sometimes that can stop a situation.
It could, and it's impossible to say, because you're not in that situation, what you would do. I think minimally I would have it in a more ready position, just in case. And
are you a guy that's sort of anti-display the weapon? Are you one of those?
More or less.
If you show it,
the smarter thing to do is to conceal it.
Yeah.
You know, you're not a target.
The funny thing is I've seen it work in both ways.
Sure.
And it's really sort of interesting. What are your thoughts? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free as in freedom. Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Thursday edition. It is Mark with you.
And Heather.
Yes. We are talking about, well, gun ownership rights. Apparently, Congress has decided that they're qualified to be able to carry weapons across state lines without any trouble.
Oh, not just across state lines, but into places that, you know, normal citizens, just we common folk would not be allowed to carry, even if we had a permit in a given state. So it literally goes to say, you know, things like federal parks, buildings, the National Mall, to and from their offices, schools, military bases. You know, your average citizen cannot go to these places, a lot of them.
I love how soldiers, people who are trained in weapons and trusted with weapons, are not allowed to wear weapons on military bases. It's very strange.
Yeah. And we protested against that a couple of years ago here in Keene, New Hampshire.
I find that really weird.
Yeah,
there was a shooting on base and
Chattanooga. Chattanooga, Tennessee. It was a couple of recruiters were killed. So we organized a open carry, long arms and sidearms, and open carried in Keene for about a week.
Yep.
A week straight outside.
Was that the local chapter of Oath Keepers? Or?
Oath Keepers were involved, also some other local groups, and just some regular citizens who saw the insanity in gun-free zones. And a lot of people looked at that, and they were like, well, you know, this is great that you're supporting our troops. It's like, for some people, that was what it was about. For many of us, it was about gun-free zones and how they're death traps.
Yeah, a gun-free zone only prevents people who are willing to follow the rules from carrying a weapon in there.
Right.
That's why, I mean, you know, we currently, the funny thing is we have colleges that are not gun-free zones and colleges that are gun-free zones.
Right.
And it appears as though the shootings occur on the campuses that are gun-free zones.
Yes, and that would be the history.
So, I mean, there's some science to look at. Like, you can look at, you know, one place, other place, and just sort of take a look at what it looks like. I'm not saying that in a world where people are able to carry weapons that you're not going to have shootings.
Yeah.
I wouldn't claim that at all.
Always will.
But it appears as though mass shootings are stopped
by people with that are concealed carrying weapons. If there's somebody with a concealed carry weapon there on-prem, it's like more likely that the shooter will be stopped.
It has stopped people in a lot of examples. And a good friend of mine in Pennsylvania just the other day posted on Facebook, four guys in my driveway getting ready to steal my car. That didn't happen. So, and everybody was trying to guess which one of his guns he went out there with to stop. It turned out it was a 9mm. But you're right. The fact that, many of these mass shootings do take place is in areas where there is no opposition to the shooter, be it shopping malls, schools, military bases, the list kind of goes on and on. And it's a shame. It's denying somebody the right to defend themselves, and I think that's saying that I deny you the right to own your own body.
I remember as like a kid watching TV, and you'd see like those movies and stuff where there's like hostage situations and stuff, and I'd always think like, I wish somebody in the room had a gun, you know, right, kill the bad guys, you know.
Yeah,
but it's a foregone conclusion in American society that people are not going to carry. Especially when those people are not white males. So if you remove from the scenario white males, as far as, you know, taking hostages, right, the chances of somebody who's not a white male having a gun is really low. The concealed carry permit holders tend to be white and tend to be male.
I've never looked at stats on that, but
that's what it is. And I'm not saying that other people don't have guns, and I support carrying a gun, whether or not you got the concealed carry permit. That doesn't matter to me. I think gun safety is really important.
I agree.
I'm just saying that's what the numbers are. Yeah. You know, the ladies, it seems, aren't as interested in carrying the guns, and I think it's the same reason because I'm scared of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, long and the short of it is, I'm been socialized to be sort of a little scared of guns generally.
Not me, man. I love shooting guns.
I'm glad. You know, I hope you carry one on a regular basis, and I don't want to hear one way or the other whether that's the case. But we were talking. Are we sort of done with the article, or did you have something you want to
get? No, I think we really covered it, and that was kind of about it for that one.
You are an instructor, Chris, as far as firearms go.
I've done some instructing. I would not call myself an instructor. There are guys out there that actually make their living at it, and they're a lot better at it than I am.
Understood.
Yeah.
But you had basically said in the last segment that you didn't think that the sort of brandishing a firearm to prevent a crime was a particularly good idea.
It's impossible to say without that, but I think I always try to err on the side of not brandishing. You know, if the longer I can keep the element of surprise, the better off I think I am. But again, every situation is going to be different.
One would presume that one wishes to avoid, shooting somebody, right?
Yes.
And if somebody's gone to the point that they're willing to commit a crime, I'm a little concerned about their mental well-being.
Sure.
So I get that you wouldn't want to show them, but I also sort of see why somebody would want to show them.
Yeah. And in this situation, we're talking about a guy who's doing nothing but screaming and yelling. He hasn't displayed a weapon. He hasn't said he has a gun on him.
He did punch a car.
He did hit the car, though.
Yes, he's used his fists and things like that.
You know what I mean?
So like I said, it sounds like my reaction would be to have my gun at the ready, probably screened by the door or something like that so he didn't see it. And if things got out of control, I'd be able to put it into use quickly, I would hope.
We had a co-host on the show, J.J. Schlesinger, who was a concealed carry permit holder in the state of New Hampshire, had his gun on him and witnessed an armed robbery, was right there when an armed robbery occurred at a place just down here on Main Street in Keene. It's called the Apothecary, if you're familiar.
Yeah.
And the person sort of ran around the corner and back into a car. J.J. followed him and was able to sort of point the police in the right direction. And rather than sort of drawing on the guy and trying to get him on the ground or, you know, displaying a weapon or anything like that, the police, they did get him. And then they, of course, I guess they left somebody with JJ. And essentially they thanked him and said that he had done exactly the right thing, which was not pulling his gun in that circumstance. It's one of those big old 1911 things.
Sure.
I'm sure that would have given them pause if you can shoot at them nine times. And if that isn't working, you throw that big old hunk of metal at them.
Gotta love the 1911s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting. And people will say that, you know, the more that we arm our societies, the more crime we'll have. If you make all these things easier, You know, it's going to be shootouts in the streets. It's going to be the OK Corral. And New Hampshire and really Vermont are really good examples of why that's just specious. It's fallacy. Vermont, I've done a little bit of research in trying to figure out if they've ever had a gun law. I don't think they really ever have.
I don't think they have, no.
You can open carry, you can conceal carry in Vermont. They just really don't care, and it's one of the safest places in the country. New Hampshire has one of the lowest violent crime rates in the country, too. And, you know, we are could always open carry. That was always a thing. You can now conceal carry with a permit or without a permit.
Your choice.
You don't need one. We have more fully automatic machine guns per capita in this state than in any other state in the country. So the actual
interesting fact, I don't know what
it is, but it's these things that people throw out. What? So everybody can have a machine gun? Well, yeah. Actually, if you escalate it, you end up like New Hampshire, and you have less crime. That's just another one of those facts.
And my mom used to make a joke. She's like, "Yeah, up in New Hampshire, they have less murders, but they have more missing people."
It's funny.
Nice.
So they, you know, a machine gun isn't really the sort of weapon that people are going to use to rob banks. Generally, I mean, there's things like the little machine pistols.
Right. True.
But I mean, you know, generally a saw or something like that.
Not a squad operated weapon or something that's going to be on the back of a technical in Mogadishu.
Right.
So you're not going to see somebody lug that into a bank robbery.
Sure. I mean, if you need support, sure. And taking the bank,
right.
You know, you send in two guys with rifles and have the guy with the saw in back. That makes a lot of sense.
And for the record, no, Mark and I are not plotting a bank robbery.
I haven't even considered that.
I hadn't either. Just to make sure nobody thinks we are.
Yeah. Well, they would have to catch us doing the crime rather than plotting it.
There we go.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, people are always worried about machine guns and what is the double tap thing so that you can learn how to, you know, what is it when you bump tap? A bump fire?
The bump stocks and things like that. So, yeah, it's a sort of a sliding stock. So, once you depress the trigger, it sort of jockeys itself back and forth, and it's like you're pulling the trigger really, really fast. But those are completely legal, you know? You're pulling the trigger one time for every round that comes out of the firearm, and that's the definition of semi-automatic, not automatic. But I disagree with the laws on automatic weapons. I think the Firearms Act of 1933 ought to be repealed. I should be able to buy a fully automatic weapon.
Right.
It doesn't matter what type of weapon I possess, is my own opinion. What matters is what I actually do with it. If I violate the law with it, I should pay the price. If I don't, leave me alone.
I can't see what's wrong with that. What do you think? The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-free as in freedom. Or you can call us on Skype. The username is lrn.fm.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.